Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times
are hard. Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. NFIB.com, smallbus.org. Smallbus.org, that's Bill's website. NFIB.com is the NFIB's website. That's where you can find the index, the Small Business, yep. NFIB's index of Small Business Optimism. Did I say that right, Bill?
We released it at 6 this morning.
Just literally hot off the presses, what we're talking about right now. Brand spanking new information.
Exactly.
Even Maria Bartiromo doesn't have this quick, so on Fox. So what? Nothing but the best for my audience. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for your service, for the hard work you do, and for your dedication to small business. Nobody's better at it than you, and we appreciate you spending time with us. So I want to talk about a couple of other things that are a little bit off the report. First, President Trump has nominated a couple of sort of atypical members to the Fed Board of Directors, Board of Governors, I should say. One of them is a friend of mine, Stephen Moore, who's an original founding member of our brain trust. In fact, he was on the show doing my Fed report with me the morning he was later to be announced as the member of the Board of Governors nominee.
And how about that?
And then the other guy, what's his name? You know,
Herman Cain.
I just couldn't get it out. Say both of those are a little. I mean, Steve's an economist, but he's a little bit of a celebrity economist, like Lawrence Kudlow. But he knows his stuff, and he's a true believer in the things that you and I care about, free markets. He's a Laffer curve kind of guy, and Cain and Herman Cain is too. So what do you make of of President Trump doing that, making those kinds of nominations rather than, you know, more pointy-headed guys?
Well, I'm a pointy-headed guy, though.
No, you're not. you live among them, but you're not pointy-headed.
There you go. Certainly, they're very different than the typical individuals you see. They're usually somebody who's appointed to the Fed has had a lot of depth of experience in the financial markets and economics and finance and that kind of stuff. And certainly, Cain is an accomplished manager, right? I mean,
yeah, of course.
He established a great company and ran it, so he knows how to manage well. But, of course, at the Fed, you don't manage people. You
right.
get together on the FOMC, and you come to an agreement about what has to be done for the economy, so there's no... I don't know how well Herman fits in with that. Steve is, of course, a very big fiscal policy guy.
Right.
He's always talking about taxes and government spending.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not acquainted with how much depth he's got on the financial side. I know why the president appointed him, of course, is that they're both saying what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut rates 50 basis points.
which brings me to my question, Bill, and that is this a first step in ultimately politicizing the Fed? I'm just asking the question.
Think most people view it. I know CNBC did an interview with 48 economists and money managers and so on, and they published it yesterday. And the majority of them, you know, don't think that these two should be appointed. And
mm-hmm.
I think maybe a slight majority thought that that Steve might be able to get 51 votes in the Senate, which is what he'll be required. But, you know, it's not – historically, we've never had people who spoke out like that.
Right.
You know, against the Fed. In the olden days, the Fed used to be real quiet and do its work. It didn't, nobody knew what the Fed was until 2008,
right.
I think.
But I think didn't a lot of this come from the Fed's – misstep back last year in that last interest rate raise? Didn't this kind of come from that misstep? I mean, pretty much everybody believes that they overplayed their hand.
lot of people do, although in the survey, a lot of people still think that we need to have another hike or two. Remember, interest rates are so low now.
They are.
I mean, consumers still aren't getting any money for in their savings accounts. If you look at what we call real interest rate, real risk-free interest rates, which is the return on treasuries that are indexed against inflation,
right.
They're inflation-proof. You know, it's like a half a percent.
Well, we're all spoiled with low rates right now, Bill.
Well,
unfortunately, I've got to wrap it up. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time and your comments, and thank you for the index. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next month.
You will indeed. Thank you,
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.